Hi, my name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us at Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and with understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God to live your best life yet. Now, man, yesterday we was talking about how, you know, God created the great lights, and he created two great lights, and he created the first great light was for the day, which we call the sun, and he created the lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon. But he also created the stars, and he was the one who set the stars in the heaven to be able to give the light to the earth. And those lights are used for days and for seasons, and it gives you time. I mean, everything that God created has a purpose, just like you. But he wasn't finished. God also was the one who created the fish of the sea and the birds and the fowls to fly throughout the air. Let's find out how he did it. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse number 20, and it says this. And then God said, "The waters abound with let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmaments." So God created the sea creatures and every living thing that moves, which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And then God said this, right? Now you would think that would be enough. God says, "Hey, I've already said it. I've already created you. Cool. That's good." But God, just like he's going to give the man, God also gave the fowls of the air, the birds, and every living creature, and though even those things that abound in the sea, he gave them a command, and he also blessed them, which he said this. He says, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Now think about this for a second. Remember, every seed produces after its own kind. So every bird will produce after its own kind. Every whale will produce after its own kind. Every dolphin will produce after its own kind. God created them by his word. Then he gave them an instruction on what it is what they were supposed to do, what their purpose was supposed to be on the earth, and for them, he expected them to fulfill it. Just like you, just like me, when he created you, he created me, he created us with the identity, because we were made in his image and his likeness, and he also created us with a purpose to be fruitful, to multiply, replenish the earth, and to subdue it. You were born with a purpose, but I don't know what my purpose is. All you have to do is ask. If you ask, he'll tell you. God's not trying to keep it from you. He's trying to get it to you. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here today on Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time when we start talking about what was the idea when it came to the earth in the first place. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.